The areas closed to oil and gas drilling include the entire Pacific coast, large swaths of Alaskan waters, and the eastern Gulf of Mexico. And while the governors of Oregon, Washington, and California all say they don't want oil and gas exploration off their shores, states' interest is only part of the criteria. Abigail Ross Hopper is the director of the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, the federal agency overseeing the project.
Many other aspects that we look at include the potential for the resource there, sort of understanding how much oil and gas we think lies in that area. We look at sort of the energy security of our nation, that is part of our statutory obligation. And we look at the environmental impacts. We look at the other uses of the ocean, so the other users of the ocean and how these things can coexist.
And any of the areas currently in play could ultimately be excluded, says Hopper.
The process we have just embarked upon is scoping for the draft environmental impact statement, and that is where we take a very careful look at the environmental impact of oil and gas development in this area. And we ask the public to help us understand what areas of sensitivity they think we need to take a more careful look at.
Once the environmental assessments are complete, Interior Secretary Sally Jewell will make the final decision on which areas, if any, are to be excluded from oil and gas development. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.